Okay, thank you.
Can you remember what kind of plows your father used on the farm? Were there different kinds depending on what kind of work he was doing? Or did they have names?
Just one horse plow is the only thing I would know.
Okay. Would he have ever called it a lister? Okay. Have you ever heard of a gee whiz?
No.
Okay. How about a spring tooth harrow?
Yeah.
Okay. What is that?
Well, it's to harrow the ground or loosen it up or.
Kind of to break the ground up.
Mm-hmm.
Would he have ever used anything like a spike tooth harrow? Is that something that
Not that I know of, huh?
okay. What other kind of tools would he have used or were used around the farm? What other kinds of tools were used?
Well, mowing machine, hay rake, or let's see. I guess spud digger. That's about all I can think of.
Okay. Would he have ever used anything like we mentioned a while ago, a buck rake? Were there any other kind of buck scrapers that were used?
Not that I
Have you
know
ever heard of a Fresno?
of.
Okay. Some it's a big move, it moves a lot of dirt, move, something that moves a lot of earth around. But y'all probably wouldn't have had that on a small farm, would you?
Probably use something like that, building road or something, wouldn't they?
Or on a big ranch when they were digging out irrigation ditches and things like that. Did you have to do any branding of
Yeah,
cattle?
they did.
Now, what would they have used to brand with? Just how would they have done that? Did you ever see them do that?
Yeah, they would. Of course, that's when they still build the fires and not use a. They're using these gas things now, But yeah, he had a certain number, L slash S or something like that.
L slash S.
Something like that. I can't
And
remember.
that would be called a what? A branding.
Branding iron.
Are there any sheep in this area?
Not herds. My nephew out here's got 4-H sheep, but no more big herds.
I see.
At
Were
one
there.
time, on one ranch that we lived on down in Gas Creek, the guy had hundreds of sheep,
Oh, really?
but they went out of business, or I don't know what happened, but.
So not many anymore. Did your father have them growing up?
No.
What do they call the thing that they use to take the wool off the sheep?
Shear.
Shear? Okay. And the thing you use to drive a nail into a piece of wood?
Hammer.
Okay. And the thing I drove up in from town?
Car.
Okay. Now, when did y'all get your first car? Your first
My
automobile?
parents
Yeah.
in 1926.
What kind?
What the didn't have any top on it was a Ford. No, the second one was a. The first one was a Ford open top thing, and the second one was a Star. I can't. It must have been made by Pontiac or something like that. And that was in 1926.
Before you got a car, did you get a truck before you got a car, or was the car the first thing you
It
got?
was a. It was a first thing.
Okay. Before you got a car, how you mentioned sleds. Now, that's something you'd use just on snow, I
Yeah.
assume. You also had wagons.
Yeah.
Were there different kinds of wagons, or what was the kind of primary mode of transportation that you would have that people would have used?
I don't know. I think probably like before I was born and so forth, they probably had buggy and horse and buggy.
And then a wagon to kind of haul things around in. Can you remember if there were different types of trucks once they got automobiles and trucks? Were there different kinds of trucks that would have been used on the farm or ranch?